Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Never heard of it before.
Is this Skepta?
Yo, Devin! Yo, you have no idea how hard it was. I was like searching for trap songs. I found one. I had to take out all the curses. Turned out the guy was problematic. I had to look. Like, the whole thing. Turns out, after all my research, Skepta's the GOAT, apparently.
Yeah, Skepta's the GOAT of UK rap.
So, Seltzer, what do you want a medallion for your efforts here to
I'm
take up?
I'm just taking people inside what I'm doing, dude. I didn't say, like, give me credit for
I'm
it.
I'm just joking. God. Settle down, bud.
Good pull, though.
I'm just kidding you. All right, 215.
All the work James does behind the scenes, know, and right? Look at you.
What a jerk.
Just chopping him down by the knees. All right, 215-592-9494. So a lot of different things going on. Here's something that, and again, we're looking for the best thing from L.A. We're not the best necessarily, but a very notable thing from L.A. Best answer, whoever provides it, is going to win my book and also going to win the tickets to see Adam Sandler tonight. Let me tell you something that would put any of us in a bad mood if we found out it affected us. Now, it doesn't affect us because if it did, we wouldn't be working here. But there are some people that found out recently some news, and this kind of makes me chuckle, but, man, I do feel bad for them. So, and I can only imagine the bad mood Richie would be in if this happened to him. Publishers Clearinghouse, you know, it's a big deal. It's a bigger deal back in the day.
But was always waiting for my door to knock and always, be presented with that check.
Yeah, you want that check and you get
the
that
Ed McMahon back in the day.
Was
too,
it
right?
Always a big deal because I felt like I always wondered if it was real or not.
Well, it's real. And no, totally real. But here's the problem.
You're sure it's real?
Yeah, here's the problem. It lasts as long as the company's not in bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
They just went in bankruptcy. And had to notify people across America that annual thing that we promised you for the rest of your life.
No.
Yeah, that forever payment is now done.
No.
Yes. All these people across America just got told that money that you were going to get every month or every year for the rest of your life is no more.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that?
No, that's horrible.
That's horrible.
That's like losing a winning lottery ticket.
Yes, it is, Rhea. It's exactly right.
Oh.
Because the setup was you get a certain amount every month for the rest of your life.
And can you imagine, like, homes were based on, buying homes were based on
well,
that?
Well, and Rhea not working.
Yeah, and not working.
I got an article
things.
Here.
So paying for your kids' schools. Yeah. Like, there's a million things that could be part
I got
of
an article here from a guy who said he hasn't worked in years, and now, like, he's got to go work, and he
he's
hasn't worked.
He's got a huge
worked,
hole
so,
in his resume.
Yeah.
That's
he's, yeah, oh, got a huge
wow.
hole. Hasn't worked for decades.
Wow. Now,
John, what
I
kind
mean,
of mood would that
game,
put you
not
in?
Working for decades, but still, wow.
This is incredible.
It's bad.
This is so what's done here? What
well, I'm sure it was in the fine
done.
Print. There's nothing. I'm sure it was in the fine print from the beginning.
Why do you know why they went into bankruptcy?
Bad management.
Oh. Huh.
No, I'm
guessing.
Well, that's usually
I'm
what happens.
They're a publishing house, you know?
Yeah, you're right, Jan. Something like that could affect
it.
Anyway, that's
going to bother me all day.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised it hasn't been a bit of a bigger story because, you know, and that was a big deal in the 80s and 90s. I don't know if it was before the 80s. I don't know. I wasn't born before then, but you would always see the commercials. And Rhea, to your point, people at home would always want that door to get the door.
I hate
to
when
ring.
People knock on my door, but I'm always like, hey, is that guy holding a check? I'll
could
open
be.
It.
So, dunzo.
A big check.
Wow. All right, to the phones. Eagles and Rams on Sunday. Intriguing matchup. We'll have our eyes on the Eagles offense, not just Jalen. You want to get the offensive line playing better, Saquon. Hopefully
you know who I have a big eye on this weekend?
What?
Kevin Pitullo.
So I don't.
I do just because
I don't.
It's been too predictable, and that's on him with the plays that are called.
So I want to.
Most people agree with you.
I love the play he was going to call on the first play.
Yeah.
They were going deep to AJ, but right. You know, it looked like Calcaterra blew the assignment. And I think he got conservative after that.
All right, so what do you got your eye on for this Eagles-Rams game, 215-592-9494? And how confident or not confident are you that the offense will pick it up, that Jalen will pick it up, that the cornerback situation will hold up? Obviously, we're talking about the other cornerback will hold up against those Rams receivers. Let's go to Justin calling us from Richmond. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, friends. How are y'all?
Doing great, Justin.
Hey, Joe, with all this Tush Push talk this morning, I hope you didn't have any jambalaya for breakfast.
No.
Good call, Justin, yeah.
I knew not to do that, my man.
We'll hear that in Drop of the Week today at 9:10.
Did you know not to do that? Because yes. You did it yesterday.
Yeah, I did it yesterday, but I knew not to
with
do it
with your
today.
Stomach issues, I can't even imagine that you eat jambalaya.
Well.
Yeah, I wouldn't guess that was like a food you would go for.
It's not a typical go-to, but it looked good, and I grabbed it, and it was good, but it
Joe's
caused...
willing to sow what he reaps if what he reaps is worth the sowing, am
you
I right?
You remind me of a time, Angelo, when they used to have a training camp in Lehigh,
yep,
Joe.
Yep.
He checked into a hotel in Lehigh, which I believe is landlocked, you know? There's not really oceans right around it.
Sure.
And ordered clams and got seafood poisoning.
Well, that's a problem.
I said,
at least he doesn't go to the strip club for it.
That was crabs, Seltzer, not clams.
Of course it was.
Close enough.
Sounds about right.
All right, Justin, go ahead, pal.
Yeah, so the only thing I have on the Tush Push, because I feel like everything that can be said has been said. All I know is Sirianni better not make another challenge on the Tush Push, because we know for sure, no matter how obvious it is, that it's not getting overcalled.
I don't agree with you.
So I
don't agree with that.
Don't?
If there's empirical evidence that the Eagles were wronged and, for instance, Hurts gained a first down but wasn't given it, if the video shows that he got it, then they'll win the challenge. Listen, people are overcomplicating.
Well, they lost one in the last game.
Yeah, but the one about the last game was there was some ambivalence, not the word?
Ambiguity.
Of where the ball was. Like, I think we all know he very likely got it.
Yeah.
But you couldn't quite see the ball. You could see his arms. You could see his shoulder. And so I can understand why they called it that way. Look, if there's evidence, the Eagles will win the challenge, period.
I hope you're right, but I fear that you're wrong. But the thing that I do want to talk about, and Devin, you were talking about it earlier, and I appreciated the fact that you were really standing up for AJ. Like, he is a top five receiver in this league. And he barely has any yards and any catches through 2 weeks. Of course, he's going to be frustrated, but he could be making such a bigger deal about it.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be throwing temper tantrums. He could be doing, I don't know, like sips in a driveway or something. So he is doing everything that you would want a star player to do, who wants to be competitive and wants to help the team win. And I mean, if nothing else, all you have to do with AJ, because I'm so tired of people talking badly about him. Like, all you have to do is look at the fact that he's been voted a captain for 3 years in a row.
Well, they love him. And Elliott's been very clear through the years. The guys in the locker room, Justin, love him. And he's obviously one of the best players on the team.
Yeah, I don't understand how people continue to talk about the fact that he's a problem and he should be doing different stuff. Like, do we forget about a ton of the star diva wide receivers? Like, we could have Ocho Cinco. We could have Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
There's
you're right.
All these guys out here that are just clowns.
Odell would not have handled it well.
Oh, no.
Justin, give me something notable L.A. related. What do you got?
We got Rodeo Drive.
Oh, Rodeo Drive. I think of that. I think of Julia Roberts.
Yep.
No question. Well, education helps. I mean, there are studies, if you're educated, you know, got a better shot, but you never know. Good morning to you. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, along with Devin Rhea and Seltzer. Frumborg got it today, 94 WIP. Gearing up for the Eagles and the Rams. Good matchup, week 3. I have heard no one pick the Rams to win, but I have heard most say this should be a great game. But obviously, sentiment out there is that the Birds will pull it out. It's a not big point spread. I mean, we're looking at a point spread. It's been around 3.5, 4 points. That's tight, especially when you consider, you know, the Eagles are the home team. And last year were significantly better. Now, the game at the end was very close. They weren't significantly better in that game. But for the season, certainly the Eagles were. Now, we know Devontae Adams and the Rams. That certainly makes a difference. Yeah. And presents a particular challenge when you consider what the Eagles have at the other corner spot. All eyes on that. And, of course, the Eagles' offense this weekend to hopefully unlock things. And that doesn't just mean Jalen, but it does mean Jalen.
And you
but it
know
also
that,
means the offensive line and Saquon and all these guys to get it going.
You know that Sean McVay's, one of his claims to fame is that he likes the pre-snap motion.
Sure.
He likes to mess with your mind a little bit. And he's going to find the matchups that he wants. And that worries me. I don't like – I love Vic Fangio's ability to scheme us as well as possible, but when we can't hide our weakness, when we can't hide our deficiency, which is our third cornerback, especially because McVay is going to put pressure on that weakness with that motion all day long. It feels like that's just ready to break, and it's a matter of, you know, that dam's ready to break, and it's a matter of how much we can minimize that and how much we can actually score ourselves to prevent that from being a problem.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Eagles are probably going to have some games where they score, you know, an extra touchdown, essentially, to overcome a touchdown you kind of hand the other team. I do expect those moments to happen at times this year. They haven't gotten burned yet with the Adoree Jackson thing. Obviously, they're 2-0. But I think we all know they're on shaky ground on that front. All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2026 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $24,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who wins Sunday, the Eagles or the Rams? Let's get to Jason Kelce, something he said to preview the game. That and then phone calls, Elliot shortly, a beat the hammer victory in about 20 minutes. See what I just did right there. I'm expecting one. Let's listen to Kelce yesterday.
I really I thought the Eagles matched up really well with them last year. I know the Rams have a really good defensive line. I think our offensive line is the best in the NFL. And to their credit, and Jared Verse was talking all sorts of stuff coming into it, being from the area. He was geared up, and he came to play, man. And this is a hard-fighting team. Matthew Stafford has chronically been one of the most underrated quarterbacks, in my opinion, throughout his career in the NFL. He can sling it, and they're – offense right now is coming. They're throwing the ball very well. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is going to be a very difficult matchup. The Eagles are going to have to play better than they played the last 2 weeks.
You know, that last part is interesting because I don't think the Eagles have been particularly sharp. Now, defensively, they've been outstanding. But offensively, obviously, it's been a slog, and you hope they can pick it up. Let's go to Tom in Abington right now. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
Doing great, Tom.
Hey, Joe, don't feel too bad. I'm pretty sure you're not the only dude in history who left the strip club with crabs.
Yeah. Well... Tom, I think the joke was kind of already out there, you know.
You highlighted
without
it
having to be so explicitly stated.
Well,
Joe
is
all about being subtle.
And by the way, there was Linguini with those crabs, all right?
Was that her name?
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good line.
Coming to the stage, Linguini!
That's pretty good.
How do I recover from this? Okay, yeah. So we're on the push again, huh? So,
we are again, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a big resurgence on that.
Tom, Twitter poll question. What's a more annoying recurring topic, tush-push or the Jalen Eagles offense thing?
The offense thing, because Petullo's new, and you just got to give him some games to kind of get his feet wet there. It's the preseason for the first four games. You've heard it 100 times, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's that simple, but I know some people do.
Well, yeah, that's what I think. But So I'm trying to rack my head and come at this push, like, from an angle I haven't heard before. So can anyone there remember a time where a team tried to push against the Eagles?
No. Nope.
Like, it hasn't been done, I don't think, right?
Well, Tom, we talked yesterday on the show, maybe it was 2 days ago. The Bears are the team that's tried it the third most in the last 4 years, and their number is only 16 over 3 years and the early part of this year. So most teams just don't do it.
Right, but I'm just thinking, if you're a team coming in to play the Eagles, like, why wouldn't you practice that through the week and try and give them a little dose of their own medicine? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, you could. Look, we know the reasons. They don't want to risk their quarterback to injury. They don't choose to put time into practicing it. I mean, there's literally, right. They don't
well,
have they
don't,
well,
why don't
they
don't they, why,
they
you
don't
know?
Well, oh, they don't have Stoutland.
They don't have the
they don't have offensive linemen as big. They don't have a quarterback as big. I mean, that's all part of it.
Well, the quarterback is a major factor in the whole thing.
Yeah,
he needs to be able to run the ball to the proper hole, wherever that it's you can run it wherever that develops. And in our case, it's often behind Landon Dickerson and Jordan Mailata.
Right.
But every team would be different. He'd have to figure out where he's where the path of least resistance is in their line.
Tom, whether it's against the Eagles or just against other teams, do I think other teams should do it? I do. I mean, I think they should do it, but they choose not to.
Right, especially against the Eagles. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you fight fire with fire. But so I see this game. Now, I had a dream about this game last night, crazy dream. Stafford went down in the first drive, like with a Joe Theismann type injury.
Uh-oh.
And then this was a crazy dream. And the Eagles went on to win 27-17, so that's what I'm going to predict.
All right, well.
So we need Stafford to get injured if the Eagles are going to win in your...
No. I was just throwing that out as a tidbit.
Well, we'll see. If it actually happens, you might be psychic.
Yeah, that'd be kind of sick. Todd, give me an answer, something big that's L.A. related.
All right, so I don't know of any other city that has as big of a revolving door as it pertains to landing and keeping an NFL franchise.
Yeah, there's been a lot. Mm. So, yeah, Rams obviously in and out, Raiders in and out, back out.
Chargers there now.
Yeah, relocation of football. That's a pretty good answer. All right, coming up in a minute, more football on the table. We'll talk to Elliot about the Eagles and the Rams and the Birds offense and the tush push. All this with Elliot coming up in 1 minute.
It's never happened in the history of Benari Jewelers, but this event was worth the wait. I'm talking about their September financing event. You can dream big, pop the question, celebrate that special occasion, because when you make a purchase at Benari Jewelers, you pay nothing down and get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. You heard that right. Not one penny down and absolutely no interest for 5 years at Benari Jewelers. Imagine a $10,000 designer engagement ring for less than $170 a month. Those $3,000 diamond studs, just $50 a month. Zero down and zero interest for 5 years. Visit Benari during the September financing event. Look around, see something you like, just divide the price by 60 and spread that payment over 5 years. You can finance the entire purchase price, including the tax. This is Benari's most aggressive offer ever. Now through September 30th, the September financing event exclusively at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square. On approved credit, some exclusions apply.
All right, on this Friday morning, get you ready on a football Friday from Borgata for the Eagles and Rams on Sunday. Chris, we'll be all geared up for the Phillies playoffs soon to start as well. Phil's off yesterday, back at it tonight versus the Diamondbacks. Looks pretty clear that the Phillies will settle in as the 2 seed. Now, it's still to be determined, but Phillies are 3 back of the Brewers who won last night. Brewers, though, really technically 4 up, if you will, because they hold the tiebreaker. Phillies 5 up on the Dodgers, but that's really 6 because the Phillies hold the tiebreaker on L.A. So 2 seed very likely. By the way, Phillies lining up their rotation to start with Christopher Sanchez for game 1 of the playoffs. That'll be Saturday, October the 4th. Phillies will then be off on that Sunday. back at it with Game 2 on Monday the 6th. And, of course, got to make a determination between Ranger and Lizardo for Game 2. All right, let's talk to Elliot Shore-Parks about the Eagles, maybe even sneak in a Phil's question or two. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you doing?
All right, Elliot, let's start with this. Game 2 starter. Should it be Lizardo or Ranger?
I would start Ranger. I just have way more confidence in him, given past playoff performances.
Yep, I think that's the right answer, and I think that's what they will do. All right, let's talk a lot of football here, Elliot. So I heard Mike Mayock yesterday. We're going to play the audio shortly. Pretty strong defense of Jalen Hurts. Heard you this week when talking about there's been a lot that's gone wrong with the Eagles offense, but you said earlier in the week you put, you know, the chunk that gets the biggest portion of the pie, to use an Andy Reid term, would be Jalen. Help me understand the dichotomy between those that say, and I'm one of them, it's more of a Jalen thing, and those that say it's less of a Jalen thing. How do you break it down?
Yeah, so I thought the Mike Mayock interview or soundbite you're going to play, it was a really good back and forth. I mean, my takeaway from it was basically that the offense is struggling and, you know, the quarterback has to get the ball out, but he won the Super Bowl, so, you know, give him some time, right? And I think that that's a fair thing for someone to say. Like, Jalen does not deserve, after two games, to be questioned big picture as a starter or big picture as a passer. But also, after two games, the passing game is one of the worst in the NFL, and the quarterback absolutely holds blame for that. And in my opinion, when I watch it, and I heard a lot of interviews throughout the week, I think a lot of people agree with me, like, the ball's not getting out on time. Like, yes, are guys wide open? No. But the ball is being held just a half a second, and because of that, the ball, like, they're not getting the ball down the field. So I think it's pretty clear. Like, when this team is great, which is why I gave Jalen a ton of credit last year, it's because of Jalen. And when they're struggling, it's because of Jalen. So I don't think they'll ever be a super prolific passing offense under Jalen, but I do think they'll win a ton of games. So
let's listen to Mayock. We have the audio here. And look, it was a long interview. It's hard to break it all down into just one sound bite. But we went with this one because it gets to a lot of the heart of what Mike was talking about. Here's a defense of Jalen Hurts, Mike Mayock, yesterday.
The Jalen Hurts stuff, I get frustrated because you watch the tape and – you know, I don't think you saw what happened with the Eagles' pass protection on those 7-0 blitzes. I didn't know it until I saw it. And, like, on one play, Saquon Barkley missed two guys in the A-gap. I mean, he in the center. I mean, two guys in the A-gap came through untouched, in addition to the free runner outside. Okay? On another pass protection, one of the tackles stepped out and blocked the defensive end instead of the safety to his inside gap. And my point is, I don't want to get overly technical, but there are so many things going on, right? To be sitting there and calling out Jalen Hurts when all he's done is take you to two Super Bowls in the last 3 years, win the first two games of your season, you know, Dallas and at Kansas City, has it been pretty? No. And I know you're frustrated by it because it doesn't look right, and you want the Eagles to get better as the season goes on, but all I'm trying to say is, man, I know how hard it is to win in this league. Ike knows how hard it is to win in this freaking league, man. And it might be ugly, but they're 2-0. And give them a chance to work into their new offensive coordinator. The differences in their offensive line. Get comfortable with what they can do. And ultimately, if somebody wants to run 7-0s at you, you got to be run. I mean, you got two of the best wideouts in the league, and you got to use them to take advantage and win. But you also have to pass protect properly also.
Excellent interview. Spike, Ike, and Jack yesterday with Mayo.
So how does that make you feel?
Well, Good question, John.
I have talked this week many times about the offensive line hasn't played as well. I've talked about that many times this week. But it's
on Jalen.
A lot is on Jalen. But listen, let me be clear. Based on last year to this year, here's what I say. Jalen hasn't been as good. Saquon hasn't been as good. The offensive line hasn't been as good.
Yeah. No.
Okay, I'm not going to say the tight ends haven't. Goddard got injured. I'm not going to say the wide receivers haven't. I don't think they've really had opportunity. But I think Saquon, offensive line, and Jalen have all taken steps back.
How's the health of our offensive line, Elliot?
It looks good. I expect all five starters to play on Sunday. And, you know, Mike Mayock is correct there. Like, they blitz the Eagles a ton. But I also think, like, and I just heard it a little bit there, like, there's some pushback from people where if there's criticism of the offense, right? Like, oh, it doesn't look good. Like, even Mayock in there is like, it's been ugly, right? But they're winning. Yes, but part of that is it has been ugly. Like, I don't think the Jalen Hurts is above criticism, or the offense is above criticism, just because they won the game. Like, we can all watch that and see that it's the product right now, the way they're playing, is not sustainable. I mean, even A.J. Brown essentially admitted it when he said it was fair to question it.
Does anyone think the product is going to stay this way? Like, do we think this is the product?
Are we worried about that?
That's Mac's whole point, is give them a chance to work it out. Like, that's my whole point, too. It's not, they didn't look great against the Chiefs. Exactly.
Right.
Do you?
I agree. I agree with you. I think it'll probably get better throughout the year, but I don't know what you want us to do for 2 weeks of the regular season.
Well, Elliot, let me give you a prediction, independent of criticism about how we talk about what we talk about. I'll give you a prediction. I think the passing game will look more like this for the regular season than it was in the Super Bowl.
I agree.
I mean, I think they're closer to this over the long haul than what they put out there in the last two games of the season last year. That's my opinion of where it's at. All right, Elliot.
And also, yeah. Go ahead. No, go ahead. No,
all right,
go ahead.
Let's switch gears. Tush push. So, I mean, we can go round and round on this forever. God, where do you even go? Do you think it's gone after this year?
So I did not until I heard Jason Kelce on your show yesterday. And Kelce, as someone that was in that room, you know, like, for a lot of the meetings last year, gave that passionate speech to help save it. If he thinks it's gone, I will take him as a more informed person on this, and I'll take his word for it. I just think that, like, the idea that you're going to now maybe take it out because it's hard to officiate, I think is silly. And, you know, I also think, like, what Adam Schefter said this week was kind of correct. Like, when Schefter says they won the game because of the tush push, He might be right about that.
And he might really be right. He might be.
But what he means is, like, they won the game because they converted on third down, fourth down, in the red zone better than the Chiefs. Like, that's what he's saying. And I know the way he's saying it comes across rude, but, like, ultimately the tush push is just a play they use in situational football that absolutely helps them win games. So, I mean, I'll take Kelce's word for it. I think, though, the chances it's gone I don't think are great, just because I don't know how you could kick it out because of officiating.
So when we look at their defense, we ran the ball down their throats last year. Has that changed in any way? Should we expect that we're going to attack them the same way we had so much success last season, Elliot?
Yeah, they have an elite defensive line. Now, it's elite at pass rushing, not as great at stopping the run as you mentioned and as we saw last year. So I would expect, much like the Eagles have seen the first 2 weeks, they are going to come in focused on stopping the run, and then it will be up to the Eagles to beat them through the air. And one thing that's been happening this year is, throughout his career, Jalen Hurts has struggled against zone defense, and he's been excellent against man coverage. This year, they are seeing about a third of the coverage of man as they were last year. They're getting almost exclusively zone. So I think what teams are doing is they're coming in, they're keying on the run, and they're daring the passing offense to beat them against zone coverage, and they've not been able to do it. And A.J. Brown, talking at his locker yesterday, said, we're probably going to keep getting zone defense until we show we can stop it. So, yeah, I think the Rams are going to try to stop the run. I'd imagine they'll probably have success if that's, like, their main key, and then we'll see if the passing game can move the ball enough to win the game.
All right, Elliot, good stuff, boy. Looking forward to Sunday. We'll talk to you, obviously, early next week, recapping it all, and a lot going on with the Birds. Elliot, thanks, pal.
Yep, talk to you later.
All right, good stuff. Elliot. By the way, coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance to win tickets for this Eagles-Rams game. Obviously, a coveted ticket rematch of the divisional round, which was a great game last year. Saquon ran wild in two different games versus L.A. last year. Eagles-Rams tickets, 8 o'clock today, your chance to win them. You got to listen for the name and know the other names we've said this week, part of this contest. You can win the tickets. Courtesy
of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rick in Easton. Rick, good morning.
You know, what did I do? Did I go into a coma during week two, week three of last year and just wake up?
Well, yeah, it's similar in many ways. But Rick, it's not just week two and three. They struggled offensively through the air at good portions of last year. I mean, this was...
You would know if that happened, Rick.
You would know what happened.
If he slept for a year and woke up, yeah.
Anyway,
you weren't really asking that, were you?
I find it interesting that Kelce thinks that the Rams have the best offensive line in football. We have 18.
No. He said the Eagles do.
Oh, I hope he said the way that soundbite came out.
I thought the same thing yesterday until I reheard it. He said our. I think good. Our well, offensive good. Line is the best in football.
I keep doing this. You know, eventually the 1,800-pound offensive line of all pros is going to come out and win this game. I think on defense they have a combination of experience and hungry young kids. We have definitely a trump card with Jahad Campbell. I definitely think he's going to come and rise to the occasion. Stoutland and Fangio, I got to have confidence they're going to figure it out. You know what? It's interesting. I'm okay with the schedule. You got to stick it to the Super Bowl champ. I get it. But if you look at the schedule and you micromanage the schedule, it looks like the NFL handpicked and made this a very interesting, more difficult schedule. They start them with a big division.
They didn't, Rick. It's not, Rick, let me be clear. It's not handpicked. It is literally based on you. If you're the one in the NFC East, you play, it's very, how can I put it, structured. Like, it's predetermined. You're going to play the team with the, you know, the best record in this division, the fourth best record in that division. You're going to play certain divisions,
Joe,
all four teams.
You're missing my point.
It's structured.
It's my point. It's okay. The way they structured it. They have two rivalry games back-to-back early in the season when they know they struggle. And look at the end of the season. You know what a trap game is. Could you make it any more difficult putting Buffalo in between two games against Washington? Come on.
Yeah, that surprised me because they normally don't go out of the division week 17.
It's late for that.
That shocked me. By the way, let me say, everyone right now, fifth caller, your chance to compete and beat the Hammer. We got Beat the Hammer coming up in about 2 or 3 minutes. Caller 5 for Beat the Hammer, 215-988-1258. You'll be competing to Beat the Hammer in the next couple of minutes. Rick, I agree. I thought the placement of the Bills game was rough.
And then you combine that with the only team in the NFL that doesn't have back-to-back home games.
That's what bothered me. Yeah.
Anyway, my answer, the Academy Awards.
Oh, that's a big one. The Oscars. Yeah, that's good another one. Big answer for something L.A. related. Like that one a lot. Let's talk to Anthony right now in New Jersey. Haven't heard from Anthony in a few weeks. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing great, Anthony.
Hey, Danny Hendricks, my boy! Hey, John, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Anthony, I'm working on the foot, man, to get it ready for Fritz, just so you know. Still going to take some time, but it's coming along.
Hey man, I think this is what happened was a bummer.
Yeah.
But this is just great, man. It's just great, man. We got Fritz right where we want him, man. You think Fritz giving a caring about basketball right now, Joe?
I don't. I don't think he's caring about basketball at all, and I think he should because he's going to get his butt whooped.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, oh yeah.
Just doesn't
that
feel that
changed.
Intimidating when you say
matter,
it.
Okay. Sorry. End of the day, I'm going to walk off the court the victor. I know. I actually know it, Anthony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How is it even,
you
like, if
it.
You can't compete, how is it even that you
well,
get to
compete.
Win now?
I got injured. I mean, injuries happen.
So you're unable to compete.
We're past that point. That point, he said.
It just kind of falls flat. Like, you can't really talk trash.
I'm going to win when the time comes. It is what it is.
It's never stopped him, Joe.
No, at all. I mean, look what I'm about to do to this fool and beat the Hammer. I see a guy on the screen named Tug. Now, I don't think it's Tug McGraw. So the guy's probably going to get his ass kicked, all right? So that's what happens, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's getting his ass kicked. Oh, yeah. For sure, no doubt about it, man.
He loves it.
He does.
Oh,
he
it's great. It. It's great.
It's you are
a
good
man. A true
Anthony.
Hype man.
You are truly supportive.
That phrase gets thrown
Joe's
around
endeavors.
Too much, the hype man thing. Anthony is like a true hype man.
All right, Anthony, yes. Hype us on the Eagles. Bird's going to win on Sunday?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I believe we're going to win, man. You know, this is one of them games, Jalen Hurts, after the game, he's going to sit down and he's going to ask everybody if that's what y'all wanted to see. This is going to be one of these games right here, Joe. Jalen
I
Hurts,
hope you're right.
Hear all the noise. He hear all the noise, man, about what he can't do, what he don't do, what he won't do. Man, Jalen is going to get it done Sunday, and Sunday we're going to come with the victory, man.
Well, probably correct, but my guess is it's going to be a lot more Saquon than Jalen. That would be, but I will tell you this, Anthony. If I'm the Eagles and I've been on the record for a few years saying let's be careful about overextending Jalen physically to hits, but I would like to see at least two designed runs early in the game, not just to loosen up the Rams, to loosen up the league. I mean, I think it's time for the Eagles to remind the league Jalen can have design runs, because we know that will open up more of the Saquon rushing attack, and that'll open up more of the passing attack. And I think it's time for the Eagles offensive coordinator to remind the league, hey, we got this in our bag. We're not going to use it 8 times a game probably, but we got it. So be freaking careful the way you defend us. All right, Anthony, give me an answer, my man. Something that's big, that's L.A. related.
I'm going to go with the Coliseum.
Oh. I've already said the L.A. Coliseum. Okay. Give me a different one.
I'll go with the Hollywood sign.
That has also been said. You got one more shot, dang. Anthony.
All right, I'm going to go with Showtime.
The Lakers,
yeah,
80.
That's a good answer.
Wow. So he just took the whole 80 Lakers, which is really good, because I was thinking earlier about no one had said Magic or Kareem. And I won't say the other names, okay, that come either before or after that in Lakers history. I will say this. They have 6 all-time all-timers. Okay, they're very, very fortunate to have.
Can you imagine?
Actually, 7. I take it back. 7 all-time.
Being able to be in the huddle for them.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that would have just been amazing.
Yeah, incredible. And I'm not even talking about guys like James Worthy. They have 7 players literally that are probably amongst the top 15, definitely 20 players in the history of the NBA. All right, Pete the Hammer, it's something we do every Friday at this time. Something I typically win. Not always. You never know. But with a record of 293 and 46 losses, let's play a game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, 8 o'clock. Make sure you're listening. We're giving away Eagles-Rams tickets. 8 o'clock. Listen for the name I say when I give you the cue to call the contest line. You can win the Eagles-Rams tickets. That's coming up in 12 minutes.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, today for Beat the Hammer, we've got not one but 2 prizes. A $50 Rita's Italian Ice gift card. Fall Concretes are back at Rita.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan favorite pumpkin pie returns alongside their new apple butter flavor. Try them today. Also, my book, The Best of Philadelphia Sports, Amazing Moments, and featuring all the great stories and players and teams in the history of Philadelphia sports, which is available for purchase at Amazon.com. But my man, Tug, can win it right now. Tug, I don't think you will.
Tugger.
But I might give it to you, Tug, because I think when this is over, I'm going to say, Tug, you need the book. Good morning, Tug.
We'll see. I do want to apologize in advance because beating you today will not be as awesome because you do such great work for the Otho Davis Foundation that I almost feel guilty doing this.
Wow,
to you,
look at this.
Well, that's kind of you.
A little hammer-esque type of response there.
Thank you, Tug.
Very haughty.
Tug, I appreciate it. Tug, like remind it.
Well,
me.
Also what? Shouting out a charity. I mean, that was just perfectly done
great
right
charity.
There. Yeah, that was well done.
And the great Otho Davis. And, Tug, remind me, what's the feature this year? Because every year there's a feature with the event. Last year was the Philly Special, which was great with Nick Foles back. What's this year's feature?
This year's feature, we're going to be celebrating the Super Bowl, the 2-time Super Bowl championship career of Brandon Graham. We're going to have him out.
And you can't beat that.
Shower him with a lot of love and really celebrate everything he brought to our city.
I love that. All right, Tug, let me
step. This is good. Dude, I like what's happening here. Yeah.
Now, I know Tug. Now that I realize who Tug is, I know.
Once you started going back and forth, I was like, they got to know each other because you do that with their Davis every
problem
year.
Problem is, I kick everyone's butt, even if I like him and know him. Tug, I'm stepping away, pal. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
By the way, you're going to, you know, need it.
All right. Scram. Get out of here. Oh, this is great. Good stuff. Shout out to the Otho Davis Foundation. All right. I love it. We got Tug on the line here.
Richie, how do you feel?
Joe is doing better, I guess, this week now that he's no longer trying to go one crutching.
He's crutchless, yes.
He's no longer trying to crutch while using walking boots, which, you know, it was doubling up when extremely unnecessary. And I can't imagine any doctor actually endorsed that approach to him. But anyway, we digress. He
Ready
is
roll?
Now far, far, far away
Love
because
it.
He's no longer trying to use that one crutch.
Safely ensconced. Yeah. Tugger, yeah. Are you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Born ready, baby.
Oh, let's go. All right.
I'm
Category
excited.
For the me too. Category for the week. Philly swayed the Dodgers earlier this week. We got the Eagles and the Rams on Sunday. We're doing a little Philadelphia LA trivia. You ready to roll?
Ready.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Here we go. Question number one. Chase Utley is one of four starting hitters for the 2008 Phillies who would go on to play for the Dodgers later in their career. Name two of the other three.
Jimmy Rollins and Shane Victorino.
The Flyers received two players back from the LA Kings in exchange for Mike Richards. Name one of them.
Let's see. I'm going to go Wayne Simmonds.
When the Sixers acquired Andrew Bynum, they sent three players elsewhere. Name two of them.
Andre Iguodala and Nick Vukovic guy.
Three quarterbacks have thrown for over 3,000 career yards with both the Eagles and the Rams. Name one of them.
Ooh, let's go pass.
Cole Hamels is one of three pitchers who got a win in the 2008 NLCS versus the Dodgers. Name one of the other two.
Ooh, let's go Jamie Moore.
Three quarterbacks, 3,000 yards each with the Eagles and Rams. Name one.
Ron Jaworski.
It's a good guess there. It's a good guess. A really solid performance,
wow.
though. Really good. I think you got a real shot here, Tug. They're very good there. And Ron Jaworski's
Excellent.
A good guess.
Wait,
Excellent.
How many was that before he comes back?
He got three. Three, okay. Yep. All right, so we're going to put you on hold. Let's wave the hammer in.
Fran is trying his best.
I don't understand what's happening.
He wasn't paying attention.
There. Wait.
Why?
So
why is a great question.
Franny was waving. But what were you waving? It looked like you were waving him like, what were you doing there?
I was trying to get his attention.
It looked like Joe didn't think he was trying to, it looked like Joe was confused as to Fran's wave. And now, is Joe...
What is happening right
what
now?
What is he
I
doing?
Don't know.
We got
a
ticket contest.
Joe, are you aware we're waiting
Nova
for you?
We got Dick Vermeil coming
are
up.
Are you aware that this whole table is waiting for you to make this walk back?
Oh, my man.
I don't think we've ever gotten this far into the Pink Panther
Joe,
music when I've played
what?
It.
No.
What?
What was that? What were
what
you just
what?
Doing? How
I'm
are
injured.
You so blissfully unaware that we're waiting?
It takes me time to walk
playing
back.
Playing the slots
No,
over
that
there
was
what?
Not. That
I got
was
a freaking
not...
boot on my foot.
Oh, come on.
All right.
It's a walking boot.
Yeah, I got a boot. All right. Tug. How'd this fine
You're out of
do?
Here?
A bit.
You got to hustle here. You took forever.
Yeah,
to
we're
back.
Fine.
All right.
By the way, we're giving away the Eagles-Rams tickets in 7 minutes.
Why do you think I said we need to hustle?
Okay.
All right.
And by the way,
Coach
Vermeil in 7 minutes.
That's what I said.
Let's
right.
do it.
You ready to roll here?
Sure.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Category for the week with the Phillies and Dodgers earlier in the week and the Eagles and Rams on Sunday. We're doing a little Philadelphia LA trivia.
Wow. Ooh, maybe Gary Matthews.
Here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Question number one. Chase Utley is one of four starting hitters for the 2008 Phillies who would go on to play for the Dodgers later in their career. Name two of the other three.
Victorino. You said hitters?
Yes.
I'm going to have to come back to it.
The Flyers received two players back from the LA Kings in exchange for Mike Richards.
I'm going to just say Worth.
The Flyers received two players back from the LA Kings in exchange for Mike Richards. Name one of them.
Simmonds.
When the Sixers acquired Andrew Bynum, they sent three players elsewhere. Name two of them.
When they acquired Bynum, they sent Iguodala and Vucevic.
Three quarterbacks have thrown for over 3,000 career yards with both the Eagles and the Rams. Name one of them.
Jaworski.
Cole Hamels is one of three pitchers who got a win in the 2008 NLCS versus the Dodgers. Name one of the other two.
I'll say Moyer. What do we got? What do we got? God darn it.
Yes!
What a disaster.
We're about to throw the clock.
I was really close to throwing the clock.
Yeah!
Really close throw.
Whoa!
What did he get?
How about that? Batteries out of the clock and everything. That's what you get for walking back in such a disgraceful
way. Did you just
break
it?
Ron Jaworski, believe it or not, only 719 career yards with the Rams. Nowhere
close.
Only 719. Didn't play that much for the Rams. The three quarterbacks are Sam Bradford, Roman Gabriel, and Hall of Famer Norm Van Brocklin.
Who's the other one? Not worth Victorino and who?
So it's Victorino, Jimmy Rollins, obviously. I'm surprised you missed that one. Traded for Zach Eflin, we all remember. And then Chooch played for the Dodgers.
It really aggravates me. Yeah, Todd, congratulations.
By the way, Ryan Madsen and Brett Myers, the two pitchers who also won.
Congratulations, Todd.
Thank you. And if it makes you feel any better, I guess Ron Jaworski and Jamie Moyer, too. And I think that's for not saying Norm Van Brocklin.
I'm really aggravated.
Awesome job, Todd.
I'm really aggravated.
Just awesome.
Wow. Right, well, Todd,
you've won my book. You've won my book.
Tugger!
You've won the readers. You deserve
it,
Todd.
You gotta believe, baby.
Tug, I like to say my book is for losers, but in this case, you're a winner. Congratulations, pal.
Thank you so much.
All right, Tug, let me put you on hold. We're going to get all your information to get you the prizes.
Hey,
seriously,
quick,
man. Very well done.
One thing, Tug, can you just do me a huge favor? When you see Joe at the Otho Davis Foundation dinner, which is such a great time every year, rub it in his face.
Maybe ask him if he wants to bend the knee.
Tug, I'm so aggravated right now. All right, congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm putting you on hold. That really annoys me. Seltzer, and now I don't even know what time it is now because the freaking battery fell out.
It's 7:56.
The battery fell out, and then you chucked it away.
They somehow fell out.
You threw it like Nick Sirianni throws a challenge
flag.
You know what? It serves you right for that walk.
Too bad.
That walk is why you lost.
I did the best I could. I just
can't move fast. That's not the best you could.
All right, that stunk, but I guess a lot of people listening are happy because you don't like me, so good for you. Jalen Hurts is probably rude for Tug. Good morning. Dig for a meal in a couple of minutes. Shut the music down, the other music, Seltzer. You still got the other music.
Seems like you lose a lot.
The Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I don't know. Lost like two out of the last three.
No, I haven't.
Yes,
but I don't
have.
Know.
I think you
yes.
have.
I don't know how I didn't throw the clock.
Two
I
was out of the last
two of the
three.
Last three
beat the Hammers. You have been miserably bad.
All right, let's go to Mike. I'm done. Mike, good morning. I'm so annoyed. Mike, hello. I'm legitimately mad. Go ahead, Mike.
I can tell.
Go ahead.
I don't want to let this breathe for a moment, Joe. I want to let this breathe.
Uh-huh. What are you mad about?
I'm not talking. Go ahead.
You're so mad.
Silence is golden right now.
It really is.
It kind of is. Let's just keep it here.
The silence is deafening, as they say.
It's so beautiful. Oh, God. Anyway, listen, before I get to my Eagles point, I just want to say congrats with the Phils getting to the playoffs. And you guys talked about it earlier this week, saying what would you prefer, a Phillies World Series or the Eagles to repeat?
Yeah.
I think you're nuts. I think you have to want the Eagles to repeat because the only way to get the dynasty, the three in a row, you got to get number two. So let's go for the dynasty, baby. That's what you want.
Well, that's a way to look at it. And look, you can make great arguments either way, obviously. I would lean Phillies just because I'd like to see this group do it, but there's great arguments on both sides. And by the way, it's sad that, you know, we don't even consider the Sixers and Flyers. Flyers, by the way, starting up training camp. So, you know, but neither feels even close to anything. Needless
Joe,
to say.
On, perk up, Joe. Perk up.
What do you want me to tell you? I mean, I just give me a moment, all right? Can I have a moment?
I'll give you a moment.
All right, let me have a sulk moment.
Okay. All right. So, listen, what I'm looking for, and it's funny, but, you know, Mayock kind of said it before, and Ellie was saying it. Like, yeah, we can talk about Jalen and all and that. And honestly, I need to see the running game get reestablished. I need to see our offensive line become maulers again. I need to see them, you know, getting, you know, Jalen a little bit more time. Like, that's kind of where my focus has been. It's like, look, if our offensive line has taken a little bit of a step back, everything takes a step back. So for me, it starts there.
It definitely starts there. It's where the Eagles thing has started.
for 10 years is the offensive
line.
Oh, more than that.
Correct. So,
This week, you've got guys coming off the edge in Byron Young and Jared Verse who are incredible against the pass. And that's what they want to do. The Rams want to be ahead of you, and they want to unleash these edge guys because that's what they do best. But when you got guards like we have, when you got guys who can set an edge on Byron and Jared Verse, you can take advantage of where they are weak. And you know, we know that's the strength of these guys. We know Landon Dickerson, every week when he gets a little healthier, he's going to move people a little bit more. And we intimidate people because we deposit them five yards past where they want to be deposited, whether they like it or not.
All right, Mike, I got to move. I got to get to Coach Ramil here. Give me an answer for something L.A. related, something big.
Wayne Gretzky getting traded to the Kings.
Yeah, the Gretzky trade was huge. Wow, that is a big answer. All right, I like that. Gretzky to L.A.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.